All right, I wish I wish it would be like, you know how you can take a glove and turn it inside out? I wish that everybody that's out there hearing our voice could actually be in here to be in the studio with so many great people that are here this morning. It is just truly unbelievable. And we're going to have a fast next hour because we have a lot of people that we want to talk to. And John has brought all his students in here. They are, you know, he's always talking about his students that are in school. So he has them here today. And one is 10, one is 11, and the other one is 13. One of the 10-year-old is a financial advisor. So these are his students that he has. So if you need any financial information, you call John. The 10-year-old will tell you how to spend your money. So that is just a beautiful thing. I mean, we even have some people in charge of Catholic schools. John?
Yeah, but the one, John, thing, one thing about it, Melvin,
what's
the
that?
One was in charge of Catholic school.
Yeah.
Couldn't follow directions.
He could not follow direction.
He could not follow directions. I told him exactly, and what I was doing, I was on the phone with him. He couldn't follow directions.
Really? Which was how to get here?
How to get here.
Well, you know, it's kind of
tough. Superintendent.
But, John, you got to understand, there's a big difference between Alexandria and Lafayette. You know.
What are you trying to say?
Nothing. I'm gonna just leave it at that. I might have to go through Alec one day. So I used to live in Alexandria, and I know how it is in Alexandria. I know
that was where my state office was.
Your state office
too.
Was in Alexandria.
Yeah, my state office was right there on Government Street in Alexandria.
All right, then, John, we'll try to get them on because I really want to find out what they really do. What they really do, you know,
because
really do is a difference between what I do.
Look, they recognized me last night.
They recognize you as what do you mean? They recognize?
Well, they recognize who from the class of 64.
Well, John, if you walk around with a pitch in the front of your face, how can they not recognize you?
No, I didn't even have a name tag on.
No, well, that is good, John.
Yeah.
So you must have really made an impression, John. That is good.
Yeah, I tell you what.
You are greater than people think you are.
But I look at them little bright eyes. I remember them in the classroom. We're going to talk to them.
Who's the best student out of the group right there,
I was teaching biology at the time.
Okay, so who was your best biology student?
And
who knows about the amoeba right now? Which one would you say know about the amoeba? Any one of them know? Can they spell amoeba? Who knows about the amoeba? Oh, she see.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, keep listening to what she tell you, bro. She knows about the
amoeba. Anyway.
Okay, great.
We're going to take y'all on the other side, and we're going to have some music by Lynn August and JoJo Reed and Leroy Thomas.
Yeah, we can't forget them.
So you just have to stay tuned right here.
This will be a fast hour, ladies and gentlemen. Don't go anywhere. Just stay where you are. All right, that was Leroy Thomas playing, and he's in the studio today with his Zydeco two-step, and he has Leroy over there, and I know they don't hear a word I say. Cause, oh, y'all hear? Oh, I'm glad I didn't say nothing bad. I thought y'all had your headsets off. All right, guys, we'll be right back with you two guys over there, and we're going to do Lynn August because Lynn is going to do something that I have never seen, and maybe none of you even knew that he played the accordion. And Lynn, what type of accordion is that?
That's a bow tuner accordion. That's an Italian accordion.
Italian accordion.
Yeah.
Okay. Italian accordion
what,
playing
what it means, Zydeco. It was made in Italy.
It was made in Italy?
Yeah. Okay. I have another one. I have a Horner, uh-huh. which is was made in Germany as well. And I've as a matter of fact, I'm going to Germany in October, and they made sure they told me to be sure I bring the German accordion.
Oh, bring that! You got to have that.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Where in Germany are you going to be playing?
Oh, we got 2 weeks. We'll be traveling. We start off in Frankfurt, and we'll be traveling different.
Well, John.
One of my stomping grounds.
Yeah, man.
Frankfurt, that's right.
John, yep. we'll call you. You know, at each stop, we will call you. I'm going with him.
You know, John, I've played in Dresden.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As a matter of fact, there's still debris there. It was one of the hardest hit cities in World War II. Mm-hmm. It was, but the people were great there to us. I'm looking forward to going back.
Sound good. All right, Lynn, let's see what you got, bud. Okay, I know you got something good. What you going to play for?
I just got a call from a friend of mine, Courtney, out of Houston, Texas.
All right.
And I know what he wants. So as a matter of fact, I'm going to be releasing – this is a song I had on my Creole Cruiser CD, and I'm going to be releasing it on the new CD as well. Pink Cadillac.
Are we going to get a copy of this, or are you just going to let everybody else have it but us?
Well, you got $5?
I got it. We got the bucks. No, John got plenty of money.
Look out, okay?
John got money.
Well, I'll see if I can try to get some of that money from John. Check, but I got my good looking pink Cadillac. We're gonna ride. We're gonna ride. We're gonna ride in my 1958 pink Cadillac. We're gonna ride.
Don't stop. Come on. Give me another one. Don't stop. Come on.
Oh, let's see. T-na-na-na. T-na-na. T-na-na-na-na-na. T-na-na-na-na-na. I'm in love with a girl.
I'm afraid. Call a name.
Oh, call a name. Call a name.
Oh, you know, if I call a name, I might be in trouble.
That's great, Lynn. And but Lynn, well, Lynn, you, sir. Lynn, yes, sir. Lynn. What was her name?
Oh no, I can't call.
Come
her
on,
name.
Lynn. Tell I me. Can't her go. Name. Well, we better save her life. We ain't gonna call her name.
And we can't ask Cliff.
Do we care?
He couldn't call her.
He
name
couldn't
either.
Call her. And he made the song, that's so right. We know we wasn't gonna do Lynn. It's certainly been a pleasure
thank
to have you
man.
Here.
I had some fun.
Well, good. Glad you did. And we're gonna move on and do some other stuff as time goes on. We got some people next door. I don't know, John, you're going to be ready in a little bit. So let's do a little bit of the Big Buck.
There was a
Right, vous avez écouté le programme des haricots et face à Léa ce matin. Now, Lynn.
Yes, sir.
Lynn, now, I heard you make a comment early, and John, I'm coming to you. I heard you make a comment, and I told you I'd never heard you play an accordion. You do a great job.
Well, thank you, sir.
You know, real good. I mean, I think you should play a little bit more. I think you ought to figure out how to play the piano and the accordion at the same time.
I'm having enough.
Okay.
When I figured out I wasn't supposed to blow in this thing, there was no problem.
Okay, next thing is, I heard you say, and I believe I understood correctly, that you speak Creole.
Yeah.
You spoke it first?
Yes, sir.
Eh bien, non, chanter créole un peu.
OK.
Ah ouais. Parce que ça jamais vous attendre chanter créole. Aujourd'hui, on va faire history parce qu'il va vous attendre chanter créole de sur le radio.
C'est le radio.
C'est le radio ce matin.
Oh oui.
OK. Comment la santé?
Oh, c'est bien, c'est bien.
C'est bon. Là, vous allez jouer. Vous allez jouer dans différentes places à Sterling?
Différents pays, oui.
Des pays dans différentes
places, oui.
Et quand vous êtes grand?
Septembre et octobre.
Mm-hmm. Là, vous serez back pour Christmas.
Oh oui.
Oh oui, vous serez home pour le Christmas.
Comment vous dites la fête?
La fête. Vous serez back pour les fêtes. Pour les fêtes. All right, John, coming to you, John.
I remember you guys.
Uh-oh, no, you don't remember them guys, John.
No kidding.
Oh, they're just having themselves a great conversation over there.
Yeah, we are having a wonderful conversation. Yeah. Melvin, I tell you what. I thought I had trained them, but they still haven't been trained properly yet. So I'm going to have to take them back in the classroom.
Well, they say they do as the teacher instructed them to do. They never deviated from any instruction you gave, so they're just doing what you taught them to do, John.
Well, we are going to get with... I'm going to try to learn some lessons from... Get some lessons from both of them today. All three of them, actually.
Dance lesson?
The superintendent, first of all, because we have to recognize...
We do have to recognize
his
him.
...elevated position.
Yeah, he's closer to heaven than most of us.
Yes, he may be closer to heaven than most of us. But
well, he's over the Catholic schools. He should be closer to heaven than us.
Yeah, that's the truth. But that's the truth. But I tell you what, put the headphone right there. We got to get some headphones. Put on Anita. Put the headphone on right here, because now we're going to speak to the first lady of the house.
Okay.
And she wasn't my top student, however.
And wait a minute, hold up, John. Now that you've said that, where does she live?
She lives, well, good morning,
Atlanta.
She lives in Atlanta. And what is your profession?
I am a former CNN news anchor, but I also work presently for Fulton Government Television.
Okay, John, so she's going to have us on TV, John.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that good? I better get ready right now.
Get ready. Yeah, fix your stuff, John.
Fix my stuff up right now because I'm...
Turn your cap a little bit.
Yeah, I'll turn my cap.
All right. Okay, John, as we continue.
Yes. Now, we got to get... Anita, she's the one who actually is in control of the whole gang.
Here. Oh, she's... Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The whole group is here.
She wasn't the spoiled child, was she?
I don't... Well, I won't go there.
Okay. She did have a little spoilage in her.
Well, she told me last night. She told me something last night that I
can't repeat.
Well, not in the midst of the others. Because they might be offended.
Oh, one of those.
They
okay.
might be offended.
All right.
We got a lot of secrets.
Yeah, we got a lot of secrets here going on.
So, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
And how are you doing? Get closer to the mic, my dear.
Yes, sir.
And you might want to introduce yourself to the audience, people who are listening. Now, people are listening to this voice all over the world.
Wow.
So if you want to say hello to folks in Atlanta, you're welcome to do so.
Well, of course, I want to speak to my ATL folks first and foremost. And certainly go back to my Louisiana folks, because that is my home, and I just love this Zydeco. So I'm just happy to be here. But I do want to say hello, thank you for having us, and yes, I'm Anita Barrow Helton. I worked for many years after having that excellent education from Mr. Broussard.
Whoa, John, how much you paid her? Now I know what that conversation was.
But yeah. I worked at AT&T for many years, as first as an engineer right out of college.
You see, look at that. Look at that.
I worked as a director.
John, you taught high school, John.
I made an impression.
You did, John. You did, and I am very proud of you, John.
Look. Now I tell you what. You look at Lindell in television, and then here come Anita here, and quite successful in her business, in her career, and then we haven't actually introduced the other person who's in charge of many of us, and we're going to pull him on the mic over here. Get him over here. Okay.
Now, all right.
And this gentleman right here, he is, you should have seen him when he was in school at the Rosebery.
Really?
Oh, man.
Look, did he eat a lot, John?
He did.
Huh?
That's
Was he very,
What?
He had many belts?
He had two.
Two belts?
Yeah, two belts, and he had them hooked up together.
Hooked together. One hole.
Anyway, Melvin, let's
oh, we better not mess with him, John. No. He got too much power.
He got a lot of power. Because he got the power with the hierarchy.
Yeah, he got the power with hierarchy here.
That's right. And would you introduce yourself, sir?
I'm Thomas Rock. I was born at the Rosary. Born at the Rosary in 1964, graduated in 68. Mm-hmm. And I had a 38-year profession in public education, and from classroom teacher to principal, and from there to administrator at the Louisiana School in Natchitoches. And okay. My last assignment was assistant superintendent in Rappahannock Parish for 13 years, and I've been the superintendent of Catholic schools for 2 years.
Very good. Now, is that the same Rocks from the Natchitoches area?
That's correct.
All from Natchitoches.
All from Natchitoches, all three of us.
Well, John, I thought they went... Oh, they came here.
Yeah, because Rosary was a boarding school.
Boarding school. Okay.
It was a boarding school at the time. Okay. And
I remember Miss Rock, John. You remember Miss Rock with the Creole ink? We went there and they fed us with the meat pies and stuff.
Yeah.
My mother.
That was your mother?
My mother.
Get out of here.
No. Mama passed away.
Oh, okay. I remember her.
It's a small world.
Oh, absolutely.
And all of this.
Okay, so how's it going as the superintendent?
Going well. It's been a great challenge, but one that I've really enjoyed. Never realized that I would end up in Catholic education, although I went to Catholic schools from first grade to 12th. But it's delightful. It's less stress. I have 8 schools in the Diocese of Alexandria, about 2,500 students.
Well, that's great.
Great challenge. What I've enjoyed is being on the cutting edge in education.
So have the Pope visited you lately?
Not yet. We're waiting for him to come to the United States.
Oh, okay. I'm just checking.
Lynn is saying, if the Pope would come, he would probably say, is that who we have in charge?
Very good.
Well, this new pope might be open to coming to Natchitoches or Alexandria. Yeah.
That is true.
He's very, very, very friendly.
All right. We're going to go to a break, John, in just a couple of seconds. So it's such a great day. I mean, this really reminds John and I of how it used to be when we had the old studio. It was like this every Saturday. Every we had a group Saturday. Of people that would come by and visit. And it's still... able to be done now. We just need to be able to do because of security purposes. We can open the door so you can come in. So don't ever feel that you cannot come and visit with John and I. We love to have people because we love to support you. We love not to talk about you. We just like to see you sometime, because we have not talked about anybody since we've been on the radio program. And we just love to have people around us because it certainly make our day go a lot easier than it goes. But anyway, John, we will be right back with more Zydeco music and Zydeco people.
Hey, miss this year's Latin Alternative Music Conference? Hello, I'm Georges Collinet. Join me and my guest co-host, Latino USA's Nadia Raymond.
You'll hear great new music from Chile and amazing new ladies on the music scene.
That's next time on Afropop Worldwide from PRI, Public Radio International.
Sunday night at 8 on KRVS.
Soy Fernando Pérez Villar. Únanse a mi programa Espacio Latino este domingo a las 5 p.m. para que escuche buena música latina e información sobre la cultura latina aquí en el sur de Louisiana.
That's Espacio Latino, coming up this Sunday evening at 5 here on KRVS.
Regional Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS-FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
While Cliff is playing, just want to let you know what's going on. The original Southwest Louisiana Zydeco Festival is definitely going on today. So get ready for that. A lot of activities, a lot of fun. Let's see what else is going on. We have the Piney Wood Trail Ride, which actually started last night and will go all the way through Sunday. We got the Creole Renaissance Festival, which will be at the Yamalee Building. That will start at 2 p.m. and that is going on. A lot of fun, a lot of activity, so get ready for all that activity. And Boozoo's Labor Day Festival will be Monday, and that will be at the Civic Center in Lake Charles. Downtown Labor Day Food Drive, Lil Nate and the Zydeco Big Timers and Jay Paul and the Zydeco New Breed headlining Downtown Labor Day Festival at 5 p.m. on Monday. And that's at the ballroom at 417 Jefferson Street. So go by and make your contribution. Help somebody. Help somebody. So let's do some things like that. A lot of things going on. A lot of activity. One thing, the greatest thing about having a lot of festivals and a lot of fun is to have a safe time. That when you leave home, you go back home. And if you drink, don't drive. And if you drive, don't drink. And that's a hard thing to do, I must admit with you. But guess what? It's the best thing to do, because just that one problem with you drinking and driving could cause a lot of damages, cause a lot of stress for people, and could lose someone in the process. Much easier, let somebody drive you. And I want to talk right now to the receivers of the drunks. When the drunk get home, do not badger the drunk. At least he let somebody drive him home. Because a lot of time, why did all that drinking? Why they drove you home? That's not going to help. At least they are home. Beat them up the next day, but not at that time, because he's not going to know what you're saying or doing anything. Anyway, so continue with Little Zydeco Music. Let's have a safe weekend. It's a long weekend, a beautiful time. A lot of people been waiting for a festival time. It is here. But remember, we want you to stay here. All right, John. John?
Yes, sir.
John,
I'm listening.
We're back to you and your listening. Students.
Yeah, I'm going
to. And
now,
ladies and gentlemen, if you would really see John's student, which would be a beautiful thing for you to see, and that's his student. It kind of threw me for a loop when you said there was his student, but John must have been teaching school when he was 6 years old.
What are you?
I'm but anyway.
Wait a minute. But anyway.
What?
Anyway, you did meant to be a compliment.
That was a compliment.
Okay. Good. And but
why, would you have taken it as an insult?
No, I would never insult you, John.
You're my best guy.
Yeah, I understand that. You know, we've been together, 22 years?
Yeah.
During this program.
During the program, ladies and gentlemen, just want to clear that
22,
up, John.
Well, 22 years we've been doing this.
Messed that up.
Anyway, what I wanted to do, I know we have a short time.
Yeah,
we
got about 21 minutes.
We have some other guests in here.
Yeah, let's get Leroy.
And
JoJo Reed.
While I have them on the set right now, I just want to give them an opportunity to be able to tell the audience, the listening audience, what is the main reason for them to in being here, and why are they here? Because that's a kind of unusual visit for all three of them, and also about 1,000 of them actually are going to be here today, and there were about 500 or more last night.
Great, that is a great turnout. So, and that is good. And John, at the end of that, what I would like them also to say for the students. What did education do for them?
Oh, man, and that's the piece I've been chomping at the bit to get to.
Yeah, you got
to
talk about education.
You cannot do it without education. My name is Lindell Vaughn, and so the Roserites will remember me as Lindell Vaughn, class of 67. Anita and I graduated in the top five. Is that it? I was second, and Neat was, I think, third in our class.
Really?
So, oh, yeah.
Where
oh,
was
yeah.
Rock?
His brother was in our class. Michael Rock was in our class.
Yeah, I remember Michael. Yeah,
Tommy was the year behind us.
Right. I remember Michael.
Hey, John.
What?
He was praying.
But the really important message that we want to make, first of all, we want to congratulate those persons here who have worked so hard to pull together our centennial celebration. It is no small feat that a black institution has survived in terms of the camaraderie, if not actually being functioning, for 100 years, and that we still feel an affinity for the school and are here from Atlanta, from Alexandria, from all around. Virginia, you see license plates from all over the country to celebrate what we had here. It's a very unique and special experience. And I left here, I was 15. I went to UCLA when I was 16, and I graduated. I completed my coursework when I was 19, and I owe all of that to Holy Rosary Institute.
What an amazing story. You know, that's Anita.
Yes. And I'm Anita, of course. I'm Anita Barrow-Helton.
Miss Barrow.
I'm from Natchitoches as well. My parents were educators in Natchitoches. My father was the head football and basketball coach there at Central High School, and my mother taught
That's
there.
That's why I did my student work up there, my student teaching.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I never knew that about you.
Full circle.
You were there probably just when I was doing my student teaching in 63.
So, no, because that's when we met you after we went to Holy Rosary.
That's
we
right.
started Rosary in 63.
Oh, you did? Okay.
But I am like Lynn. I owe everything to Holy Rosary. When I went there, I was but a child, 13 years old.
Wow.
And I tell you, it was one of the best experiences of my life.
Although we didn't think so at the time, did we? Oh,
we
used to complain.
Oh, we cried.
Complained about the food.
We cried the day they left us there. We were like, oh, my gosh, what has happened here?
Yes.
But then we met people like Mr. Broussard. And the education that we got, it was just... second to none.
Mm-hmm. And they taught us that we could. You know, when I went to college at such a young age, I had no idea that I could not. Mm-hmm. I never thought I could not do something because the educators, you included, told us we could.
That's
and that's so important. We have to tell our young people today
right.
that they can succeed.
Could not was not part of our vocabulary
oh,
at
no.
all. Because it was always you could and you should.
And you should. And,
yeah, that's right. Because you
and
had
we thank you for that.
Well, yes. Thank you. You're quite welcome. Now, all of this.
What are you going to say now?
What am I going to say?
I don't know what Tommy's going to say.
I agree. Yeah. Well, I came to Rosary at 13 years old. I graduated from Rosary at 17. After my first semester at Rosary, Brother Stillford placed me in the little dorm.
Brother Stillford.
As the senior back then. That was my first leadership role. Rosary taught me everything. I left Rosary, went on to college. After finishing college, I taught 5 years. And at age 25, I was a high school principal. All back to Rosary. I can do nothing but give all of the glory, really, for what the Sisters of the Holy Family, the SVD priests, the brothers, and, of course, the lay teachers. Ms. Poussin, you didn't teach me. You were teaching biology the year, but I had Mabel Francis that year in general science, my first year in high school. Great educators, and I don't miss a thing at Rosary. It's coming home.
Great. Well, that's good. It's good to hear all of this, and hopefully that people who are listening throughout the world, in fact, as we speak, and people right here in our local community in the state, and the ones that actually should be making a difference, and they are actually should be making a difference in the institution that we have formed and produced quite a bit of career people and successful individuals, and that have contributed a great deal to the state of Louisiana and also the United States, that have come right through Holy Rosary Institute.
Correct.
And so those of you who are listening right now to us and right here in Lafayette in the state of Louisiana and across the globe, we're going to need some of your assistance and your support in all of this in order for us to make this a reality. And we're talking about bringing Holy Rosary back to where it was. And so we're going to be talking to you. And when I say you, we're talking about the people who are listening, the listening audience right now, about what can you do in order to be able to bring this change. I think it's a joy to have all three of you in the studio. I wish we had more time, but you know, the time is not something that wait on anyone. It always rolls on.
Well, John, I think since you guys done such a great job, I really think you guys ought to have, I don't know if you guys have it planned that way, but you guys should have a forum at Holy Rosary so people could have heard some of the things you say, because a lot of people did this morning. Some people did not hear, and a lot of people don't understand what Holy Rosary has done for people and what education can do for people. If there's not a Holy Rosary, it means you still can learn.
Oh, yeah.
True.
Oh, yeah.
You still
true.
Can
oh,
do
yeah.
it,
true.
But just to be able to see people like you that have made such an instrumental thing for the world today. I mean, that is just astronomical, coming not right out of Lafayette.
And you're perfectly correct on that, is that sometimes we just don't tell the story. We don't tell the story to what we have received and where did we receive our foundation. And this is one thing that we need to do.
All right, John, we need to get those other two guys. I don't mean to cut you off.
Thank you very much. This handsome guy is standing here waiting to play some Zydeco.
We want to hear
it. That's right. Come on, fellas. We're looking forward to it.
Hey, John, what happened to her husband? She's saying all this handsome guy kind of stuff. Come on, bow down, man. Come on to bow down. Anyway, all right, we'll be right back.
You too, Melvin.
Oh, it's okay then.
All right, we'll go to music and we'll be right back.
All right. As I said, this is going to be a fast hour. The fast hour is really moving. Just want to go right back through it again. Piney Woods, Joe Fontenot Farm, 1201 Joe Fontenot Road. You can put in your GPS and you'll be able to find them. Lil Nate, Leon Chavis, Chris Arduin, Keith Frank will all be there. And that's at the Piney Woods. And as we move on to Labor Day pick, and the 11th annual Zydeco breakfast is happening this morning. It may be over by now. It's probably Zydeco lunch now. The original Southwest Louisiana Zydeco Festival at 457 Zydeco Road in Plaisance. We'll have the Grammy winner, Chubby Carrier, Leon Chavis, Tucker, Jamie Bergeron, Lil Nate, and DJ Extraordinaire. I have no idea who that is, but I guess he is. But anyway, that will be happening at the Plaisance Festival, and that is their 31st annual original Southwest Louisiana Festival. The second annual Creole Renaissance Festival will be at the Yamalee Building. That's in Opelousas, 1939 West Landry Street. Chris Arduin, Rusty Matoire, Brian Jack Dexter Arduin, Andre Theory, and Keith Frank. And Piney Woods. Don't forget, on the Renaissance, guess what? We got the $1,000 Zydeco Dance Contest, and I will be one of the judges or the judge. And just put your dancing shoes on, and hopefully you know the walls, but it's coming. All right, we'll be doing that this afternoon, late afternoon. Piney Woods Trail Ride Association, Chris Arduin, Lil Nate, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And that is what's going on right now. But just remember one thing, safety is of utmost importance. And I know, I mean, there's no doubt in my mind, there's no doubt in the police department mind that you're going to be out there drinking. But please, if you drink, don't drive. If you drive, don't drink. And ladies and gentlemen, please buckle up those kids that you have riding in your car. I hear one crying in your car right now because you got them buckled up. Don't unbuckle them. Because we'd rather you be happy, stay happy. But you got to be safe, ladies and gentlemen. Let me tell you something else. If you're mad, stay home. If you get mad, go home. We don't have time for fights. We do not have time for spoiling parties. This is a party weekend. Let's have a great time, but it's got to be safe. Just remember, if you're mad, don't even go. Just stay home and be mad by yourself. And if you get mad, go home. It's the Cayenne. He says sorry to beat up on his record, but I just had to do it because we got to get all this stuff done this weekend. Okay, John, we back to you.
Yeah, we got Sean Arduin. We got Little Joe. JoJo Reed and Leroy. Give me some.
It's not Little Joe.
Yeah, it's not Little Joe. We got an echoing going on, Melvin. Hey. We got an echo going. He doesn't hear back there.
You still got it?
Okay. We got Leroy Thomas in the studio. Leroy, you wanted to say something, and you've been holding it all this time, and just like what we just talked about off the air. And so,
well, I really had nothing to say, honestly. Yeah, I actually came by to really say thank you guys for sending out our music all over the world, and we enjoy. We sure appreciate all the help.
It really
makes a difference.
You're quite welcome, and it's a pleasure for all of us. And JoJo, you how are you doing today, sir? I'm going to leave him for last.
I'm doing fine.
You want to play something quickly? Give us a little sound here, and then we got to go to Sean Arduin. He got a brand new CD that just came out, hot off the press. I felt the heat, and it was so happy that someone brought it here, and Lola Love brought it in here. Lola, you on the air? I don't know if she's on the air or not.
On the air.
Yeah.
Can you hear
okay.
me?
And thank you, Lola, for bringing the music to us this morning.
My pleasure.
And it's a pleasure to have you in the studio. We might as well say hello to Sean Arduin anyway.
What's up? Quoi ça dit, chef? Ça c'est bon.
Anyway, Melvin, we trying to get JoJo Reed to play something real quick, and because we only have about 10 minutes left. I don't know.
I'm waiting on y'all.
Oh, go ahead, Joe. On you.
Let's go, Sean.
Well, I got a little girl. I got a little girl. I got a sweet little angel. and her name is Lucille.
We have a crowd in
brand
here.
Brand new band.
We have a crowd in here.
Yeah.
You
heard that rubber?
Yeah.
Nice. L.A. rubber.
Man, wasn't that rubber? So what about the drum?
The drum is awesome.
That's right.
Chip off the old block.
What about the background singing, too?
You had it down pat. Yeah, you had it down pat. This is a band right here. Put together all of a sudden.
Yeah, all of a sudden, man. With one instrument.
What'd you think about it, Mel?
Man, look, I was trying to figure out who was doing what. You know, I had to look around. But, guys, that sounded real good. I think y'all ought to all get together and repeat it, and because it's just been recorded, and I got the recording, and I will send you guys your cut.
There you go.
That's right.
Now, releases will be coming in the mail.
They will be in the mail.
Human rub bullet.
That's right. Now we got,
yeah.
Melvin, I know you talked about all the activities that have taken place, and now Sean is here. Want to talk about his new CD?
Let's do it, John. We got to come in.
Well, I got a new CD. It's called Return of the Cool.
Return of the Cool.
Yeah. Okay, so like, there you go.
That's Return of the Cool.
That's wide open.
Okay.
It's called Nose Wide Open. You know how old folks say you got your nose wide open?
Yes.
I wrote a song about it. Like the head.
We're looking, go through it.
Like the head?
Yeah.
Head go.
Take me in your ways, in your mind. You're so challenging. And whenever we go to parties, I don't have to worry about it. 'Cause you're mine, and I'm yours. And everybody knows you got me open, open.
So we know what that sounds like, John.
Yes, sir.
So we just wanted to get that out. We have a few minutes.
Yeah, we got just a couple more minutes left.
A couple more minutes left, John.
And I think that we just need to close it out because we want to thank Lynn August for coming by. And, of course, we want to thank JoJo Reed, CeCe Adcock, Sean Ardwain, Leroy Thomas.
Thank you.
Merci.
And the Rosary Knights.
Now, John, we did not miss anybody, did we? Did we get everybody on?
Lola.
We didn't get Lola on. Lola's on now.
And we got also a young lady from all the way from England or London.
Yeah, we want to put her on. We want to hear that voice. Put her on, John.
Yeah, come on, get over here.
Put her on, John. I mean, there's no way we're going to have a visitor from another country get on.
And all she want to say is hi.
Hi. What is that?
No, I don't know what hi is.
We don't know.
She just raised her hand. Hi.
Yeah, hi. No, that doesn't work. Yeah. Say something.
Say something. Well, how are you doing anyway, by the way? What brings you here?
Well, I'm going to do a film about the trail rides.
The trail rides? What the trail? Why trail rides?
Well, I like the idea of people going to parties in the country on horseback because it's quite a sort of strange idea for a Londoner.
I like that. I like that. I like that accent.
It's quite a strange idea for a Londoner.
A Londoner? You know, I'm a Londoner.
Quite strange.
You're good at that.
I've not gotten well since I left Louisiana. I'm going back.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
You're missing it, love. You got to put the headphones on.
Then we go off. I'm trying to say, because... it's the accent that we're just amazed.
Because see, we do not have an accent.
You're right.
I'm not detecting any accent.
You're not detecting any accent.
She's very professional.
She said, "Are you speaking the King's English?"
Well, John, you know she used to do her own radio show.
Really?
Yeah, that's
what
true.
Kind of radio show was it?
It was called the Sonic Safari, and it was on BBC
Sonic
Six
Safari.
Music. So it was like a theme show.
So you had Safari music?
No, but each week it was like a different theme, and we like explore a different like genre or something every week.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's amazing how to have we such a guest. You know what my wife wanted to hear, Melvin?
What is that?
Don't Hit Me Cotton.
Oh.
I got to get this.
She said, got to play it before we leave. Anyway, well, how much time we have left?
2 seconds.
3 seconds.
Oh, wow. 4 seconds. Wow.
Right. Anyway, Melvin, you better play that song.
While he's looking for all of this, I just want to thank all of you. It made it such a wonderful program today.
Great.
To have such an overwhelming, crowded studio.
A Labor Day weekend.
I'm sorry we were not able to provide seating for all of you.
Right.
But still, do come by and visit with us again whenever you're in this area. Just feel welcome. And if you can't get in, and if you got to go use the bathroom, just go behind the bushes or something.
Man, that's illegal, man. That's illegal. Pervert arrested at the UL campus.
It's only illegal if you get caught.
I know.
All right, John. I saved your life, John.
All right.
Yeah, she called him.
Yes. Be good, all of you, ladies and gentlemen, and have a safe Labor Day weekend.
Thank you.
Oh yeah, man. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we certainly want to thank you for being with us today. Lola, they didn't even give you a chance to talk. Lola, thank you for coming.
It's always a pleasure to be here.
You know, and you've done a wonderful job. You brought us a lot of information. You helped coordinate this, and you got Lynn here today. And I don't know if that's the only way he comes here is if you come. We haven't figured that out yet. I mean, you know, we got a limo, sir. We go pick him up and bring him here. But Lynn...
Sorry.
Sure, go ahead, babe. I'm sorry.
No, I just wanted to say briefly a big shout out to Step Rito. He performed last night at Slim's Waikiki. And Jeffrey Broussard did a fantastic job.
Great.
They're going to be at the original Southwest Louisiana Zydeco Festival. And then we'll be at the Creole Renaissance Festival as well.
Coming right behind. So if you want to see Lola, that's a good time to see her. She'll be in two places. Come by and see her. And don't forget, we got the big contest coming up probably about 6:30. We will have the $1,000 Zydeco, and it's not fixed. Let me let you know right now, it is not fixed. So you can win. And John and I and Lola will be working that to make sure it happens because we don't know you. We don't want to know you. But once we give you the money, we want to know you. So we don't know who you are, but we want to know you after you win.
Absolutely.
But anyway, let's have a great time.
Old time. Hip hop. And I'm back at it again. I'm on the run. Wanna have some fun. I met this gal. She was in the club.